Welcome to this week's edition of Property Chat. It's Friday the 20th of November 2015, and this week we're going to talk about why estate agents overvalue. What is the point? Kit?
Well, we see this time and time again, estate agents overvaluing, telling vendors maybe sometimes what they want to hear rather than the truth of their actual property worth. The first point I'd like to bring up is most probably boards. Lots of boards in an area. They are a 24-hour salesman, as we often tell vendors. But it's mainly about brand awareness and to appear to be dominant in the area. And the most important word in that sentence is appear, because obviously, as has come out in recent figures, we are the market leaders for our local area. But it may not seem that way if you were to drive around and look at some of these boards that are up where the sale of the house is going nowhere.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. You know, you could say that some agents are more prone to do this than others. Some agents can be rather sly.
Yes, and we have seen that from particular agents very often. I mean, another point that we were discussing earlier was mortgages and the sale of
mortgages. Are a big part. I mean, there's an interesting story behind this one, actually. The other day I was at a wedding, and I met a friend of mine's daughter that I hadn't seen for many years, and her new husband, she wasn't the one getting married, and had a long chat because, you know, it's like a wedding. She had that little bit of spare time. I said to him, what do you do? He said, I'm a mortgage broker. I said, oh, fantastic. We're in the same industry. That's great. You know, let's have a chat about things. I said, do you enjoy it? Because I love what I do, and I hope you're finding similar enjoyment in what you do. He said, I hate it. And that really surprised me.
Really?
Yeah, it absolutely surprised me. And I said, why do you hate it? He said, well, let me explain to you how it goes. Somebody makes an offer on a property. They're forced to put that inquiry through to me. And if that person wants to buy the house, there's an insistence that the mortgage is done through me. So I start with someone sitting in front of me, literally with their arms folded like this. Hmm. Yeah, what do you want? Because they don't actually want to use me. They're using me because I'm literally foisted on them. Yeah. And I think that's disgraceful. It's actually against the law to do that as well. You shouldn't actually blackmail people in that way. Mm. But agents do. Yeah. And this happens with the big corporates. And I'll tell you why. Most of them are owned by financial institutions. So obviously, what happens is that the estate agent is sat there knowing that his commission, a large proportion of it, will come from the financial services that he sells to that client.
Yeah.
So now, where's the priority for that agency? Because surely, you know, taking on a house and selling it should be about selling that house. That should be where your primary responsibility is. But actually, that's not the case for a lot of these corporates. These guys get paid up to £100 per bum on a seat in front of a mortgage advisor.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is so skewed in the wrong direction. Mm. Whereas we have a fantastic broker, as you know. She's absolutely wonderful. But you won't find us saying you have to use her in order to go through with us.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll require the correct proofs and everything, but we would never dream of foisting her on you in the way that some of these agents do.
Yeah.
And the net result of it was that he said he's leaving that particular PLC agent and he's going to work for a bank as an advisor because he enjoys what he does.
Yeah.
But he doesn't enjoy the fact that these people are literally forced to use him.
Yeah.
And I think that's so wrong. And I think vendors need to know that this goes on, because it's another reason why, if there's a board outside a house, you might think, well, why would that agent value a house at a price it can't sell it for? But it might bring an inquiry from someone who might say, oh, actually, it's out of my price range. And they say, well, hang on, maybe you can speak to our broker, I might be able to get you more money. Bang, there's £100 made out of a house that's overvalued.
Yeah.
So they're getting money from you, even though you think that's not the case, and you think, well, why would they possibly overvalue? That's the reason, because actually they want the inquiries for things like mortgages as well.
Yeah, no, and that's a very good example. And the next point I wanted to come on was most probably contract length.
Yeah.
We do see kind of go hand in hand, high valuations and long contracts.
We do. It's always that way, isn't it?
Yes.
In fact, I had a discussion very recently with one of our clients who said that he was going with another agent who had valued his particular house at about 70,000 more than we had. And I said to him, please don't let them sign you onto a 12-week sole agency, because I guarantee you we'll be having this conversation. And the question is not if, but when, and if it's 8 weeks away or 12 weeks away. So I said, please, you know, and in the end, he got them to agree to a shorter sole agency of 6 weeks. And at the end of that 6 weeks, well, it's just about to expire, as you know, because we're taking on a particular property, and that's what it was about. So, you know, it just goes to show that these long contracts do go hand in hand with high valuations, because they know what we do. You know, there is no magical formula that will get you another 50k. The market price is the market price. If you're exposed in the right areas, such as Zoopla and Rightmove, and you've got an agent that's proactive in the office, you're advertised in their window, then you've got a fantastic chance of getting the best price.
Yes, and I know another tactic that agents also use is grinding the client down. We've seen it, like you said, time and time again, where they sign them up to the long contract, and we may go and check the property on Rightmove or Zoopla a few weeks later, 8 weeks later, and we see it almost at the price that we valued it at.
Yeah,
and
it's absolutely. So what they do is they come in with a higher figure, which is the carrot, effectively. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll get you another 50k if you sign here. Mm-hmm. You sign on the contract, nothing happens, and then they say, oh, maybe we should drop the price a little.
Yeah.
And the other example we had of that was where an agent got stuck because they'd done exactly that on a recent property. And what they then did was they said, right, we're going to have a block viewing. And the vendor said they'd go out. But what they didn't know was the vendor was actually in the area watching what was going on.
Mm.
And they'd said to him, oh, loads of people turned up. And he said, I didn't see anyone go in. So he said, what I did the next week was I went to a property where they could exactly see into the house. And then I told the agent I was going away. And waited to see what would happen. And the agent said, yeah, we've got another open day, loads of people are going to come down, everything else. Well, he watched the agent go in. Half an hour later, the agent came out, dropped the key through the door, walked away. So he called the agent, this is on the Saturday, called the agent on the Monday morning and said, this is, you know, understand you've had the block viewing, can you tell me how it went? He said, oh yeah, someone particularly liked it, we had the block viewing up there and they're coming back next week for a second viewing.
See, and it does happen time and time again, and this is why things
And he actually said, you know what, you've breached your contract with me now because you've lied to me, and I know you've lied to me, so I'm not dealing with you anymore. So, you know, their loss was our gain, but, you know, A, you should be lying to people, but B, you know what, when you overvalue, these are the kind of things that happen, and people need to know it because, you know, it doesn't make sense, and I don't blame people for 1 minute when they see an agent value at 50 or 100,000 more thinking, maybe I should give it a go with him. But actually, is that the honest way of doing business? Because I think it's very dishonest, misleading, and does your vendor no favour, because we know that getting that price point right can affect the final price you achieve. Mm. And if you've been on the market for too long, people will assume something is wrong with your house, won't they? That's another thing that happens over time. And you become that tired old instruction that's been around forever.
Yeah, and I mean, personally, from personal experience on viewings, when a house has been on for 2 months or coming up to 3 months, people, like you said, do expect something to be wrong with it and expect it to either at least have fallen through once before or been reduced in price. So from the get-go, that already puts you in a worse position as a vendor.
Definitely, yeah. So I think, you know, in conclusion, estate agents overvalue for a number of reasons, but one of the main ones is that actually what they want to do is get your instructions so that they can get a board on, so that they can achieve at least the reputation in their office, you know, maybe a chalk mark on the wall, I've got another instruction on the market, you know, I've beaten all the other agents, I haven't beaten anyone. Yeah. All they've done is lied and got a signature on a contract. And the vendor walks away bitter and disappointed, and actually we all get a bad reputation through that because they know what's gone on.
Yeah.